Zoom changed its interface again.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How's everyone faring?
Doing okay. Went from 16 degrees on Monday, going to be almost 80 today.
We're in the opposite direction, but yeah, similar.
They set the weather by a roulette wheel.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Do you feel better, Susan?
Oh, I do not feel better. Thank you, Cornelia.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have been very, I mean, it's, did people just say just a cold? It's just a head cold, but oh my God, yes, I'm really in the worst of it. But I'm here today. This is my first day back after I worked half a day remotely yesterday, but I caught up on lots of TV shows on Monday and Tuesday. So that was good. But I wish I felt better. I'm here though. It's going to be a short week and I just got to power through. But you guys get to see my face. Everyone here gets to see my mask. So, all right. So we are continuing our ticket review. We are up to, let me see, ticket number, what did I say? 2656. So, I am going to do what we usually do and share my screen. I'm trying to think if I have any announcements before that. I guess I will say that on Monday, not this Monday, next Monday now, we will be doing we hopefully will have a little time to look at our description, but I was also able to get Martina from which thing is she from, Cornelia? ERM
Acquisitions.
Acquisitions.
Acquisitions, I
Okay.
think.
And she's going to come, and we've been talking about getting her to come and talk to us about how they've done the prioritization project process in the acquisition SIG, which was now like a year, more than a year ago, year and a half ago. Our plan was originally to do this ticket review and then to talk about prioritization. We didn't think it was going to take us a year and a half, but here we are, still doing ticket review because we have so many tickets. But I think it's now time to think about how to start think hearing about how others have done the prioritization of their features. And how we might learn from that and maybe adapt it to how to our environment, what we have. So we're going to hear from Martina on Monday, and we'll be able to ask her questions about how that went, and then we'll be able to figure out as we approach the end of this process, what is our prioritization going to look like going forward. So that is the plan for Monday, and hopefully folks can make it there. But for now, let's look at our tickets. So we have, for the folks that haven't been here before, Cornelia updates our spreadsheet, which is linked. You can follow along at home. It's linked in the agenda. And then the link to all remaining RA related tickets is a Jira search, or filter that, Kalila made for us. And while I don't know what Cornelia was doing, but she discovered a few others that didn't seem to be in this list. So when we're done with this, we may have to do a little bit more trolling to find out if we've truly gotten all of our tickets that are related to RA. All right. So Cornelia is going to update the spreadsheet, and she will also update the I can't get my grab my thing here. She's also going to update the tickets themselves. And I will share my screen, which is where? Here it is. All right. So do people see this 2656 configure whether comments are required on loan actions? All right. So let's take a look at this one. So some actions in loans require comments. So when you do overrides for checkout or renew, claimed returned or declared lost, those all require a comment. This feature would allow that to be configurable so that you could comment could be either required or not. That would be make it comparable to how it is within the fees and fines area. Any thoughts about whether or not this is still necessary, needed, desired?
I can see some institutions wanting it. However, it really substantially slow thing operations down at a circulation desk, and how often people need to go back and verify the comments. But it'd be more of a local institutional issue. So I'd say if it would continue, it'd be a low priority.
Yeah. There's no way to turn them off right now or to not require them right now. So that could potentially, if it were optional at the tenant level, then potentially it could speed things up. Okay. It looks like it probably needs more refine. Oh, it's open.
Yeah, it
Does, I
doesn't need
mean,
a
it doesn't.
lot more refinement, but I think where should the setting go and stuff like that
Right, yeah.
needs to be clarified.
Okay. All right. Well, let's leave it for further refinement. This one is blocked currently. Request allow override of prevented pickup service point.
Yep. That's connected to the one I mentioned that isn't on the list. I don't know why. It's linked. It's
Is it one of these?
26. Well, wait. It's 2649.
Oh, is it linked down here? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Allow override of request
Yes.
policy. Oh, so that's one we definitely have wanted. So this one is similar, except that it is based on it's the pickup service point is prevented. So this is more the, I mean, it's a similar override, but it's a more detailed
Yeah,
one.
the other one overrides the request if it's not allowed by policy, and this one overrides this pickup service point if it's not allowed by policy.
Right. So it seems similar, but it's blocked because the other one isn't. Is that what it's blocked by?
It's blocked by prevent local page requests. That's 2690.
90, okay.
But that's, yeah, that's similar. It might be if we have the evidence in 49, it might not be really needed.
Okay.
Or
All
no,
right.
it's the other way around. It's similar to the one we already have to enable request policy to determine allowed pickup service points. It's like an abbreviation of this one so that you just. So you don't need to click all the service points you want, but just can say no locals.
Oh, I see. Local, as in, like, you can't page your own. I mean, like, you
Yes.
will not page for your own users. Gotcha. Yes,
For
we.
your location, for
For
your
your, right.
location.
That makes sense. Okay. But that's interesting that. That's interesting that the local page request is a blocker for this one.
It is not really.
I don't understand why
Yeah.
that would block that functionality would block this, but who knows? I understand why 4.9 or 8.9 would,
They might have
but that
just
one
did
just
that.
got developed. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
Kate might have just did that because she was thinking that she wanted to do this after.
to prevent local page requests, thinking that that would be the reason why you would need to override it, was to allow a local page request.
Gotcha.
And that's why she set up as a blocker.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it
All right.
isn't really, because I mean the other one, like determine allowed pickup service point, that was a blocker. But now that we have that, and we have been having that for like 3 years or what, this would be very much needed. And we talked about those two with Anne, I think 2 or 3 times, but nothing happened. It still needs more refinement, but we have we were going forward. We had some ideas about this, and it's all somewhere in the notes, and I sent it to Anne. But yeah, as it's not assigned to a team, so that's why it gets lost in the discussions, probably.
Do you think it
So
still
maybe.
needs refinement?
Would this be for requests that are done in the Request app or through the Locator Webpack? I'm assuming it'd be done through the Folio, where you'd have to just be able to place requests without an override on it. I'm wondering if it'd be simpler to have a designated, like an office delivery service point. But that game would be like, if you have that available, how do you keep people who are not certain patron groups from using it? So I'm kind of like, I see used to it. I guess it'd be more like if the libraries feel they would have a need for it. I'm just thinking, again, it's more complexity, and how likely or often would this need to come up as an issue where someone who normally would not need an office delivery would not require it?
I think it would come up more the more that you utilize the restricting of service points by circ roles or pickup locations by circ roles. So if you have open service points where anyone can request anything to go to any service point, I don't think this will come up. But once you start adding those restrictions, like you were saying, like you have a certain patron group that can only get office deliveries, we have ran into situations kind of like this, and even then we didn't use it that much. It was, we had people that were blocked from doing, we called it faculty office delivery. They were blocked from doing faculty office delivery because in the system they weren't marked as faculty, but they actually were. So staff could go in and place a request, had to go in and place a request for them because they weren't able to do it through the OPAC. In those cases that we would have needed this, but we no longer do that service, and even when we did, that was a very like edge case.
All right, so it looks like this one needs a little more refinement, Cornelia. So let's put that on
Yes,
this
should
one.
we? Would it be possible to assign this to a development team so it doesn't get forgotten again?
It would, this would probably be Vega.
So I'm going to assign both of these tickets to Vega and put further
Okay.
refinement.
Thank you. All right, bulk APIs for circulation storage module. This one is open, which in theory means it's ready to go. Oh, this is about migrations, right?
It is, but this is potentially work that would have to, that could or should be done for bulk edit once it hits circulation.
You think it would scale to my full migration?
I mean, yeah, I mean, usually when you do a bulk API, you can send either 100 or a few hundred requests at a time. It'd be
Yeah.
still faster than doing individual, but
Oh, there's a whole bunch of related. Oh, these are all related. Those are all
yeah.
build on this. Okay. All right.
How old is this ticket?
2020, most of these are, yeah, October 2020.
I'm wondering if this is even really a pain point anymore, for migrations. Or if they found
Yeah.
a ways around it. I mean, in general, I think that a lot of the places in Folio should have bulk APIs. It's just tricky because of how you handle the responses or how the response is generated. But
Yeah. Do you think this one needs more refinement, or do you think it looks like it's already been written up, including the circ stores that are related.
I don't think it does.
Okay.
It looks okay for me.
All right, let's put this as ready for dev. Again, it may not get prioritized, but I think all of us that have implemented are like, yeah, we don't need it. It's already been done. Or a vendor does it or whatever, but
Right.
we're also
And Ian.
supposed to be thinking about future libraries also.
Yeah. And Ian is a Chronicle vendor. They
Yeah,
do
yeah.
mig does migration, so
Yeah,
this is coming
exactly.
from his vendor migrator.
Exactly. All right. The next one looks similar, maybe also
Yeah.
from Ian. Yeah. So this is about can you migrate the fee finds? Oh, and ready for dev. All right. So this one's in the same basic boat. Cool. All right. 2747. This one is also open. Oh, this was part of the reserves review. So this one's already been looked at, it looks like. Yeah, this one is a syncing of the data across.
I don't know why it's on a roadmap, though.
Reviewed, so it was reviewed and ranked. So I think this one's okay. We could either just leave it or put it ready for dev, I guess. I don't. They already looked at it, so I don't know that we need to. But we want to tag it with something so we know we looked at it.
Yeah.
It's not exactly ready for
I know.
dev.
It's weird that it's open, though.
It might have been created out of the working group, and the default state for new tickets is open. It's in a draft, which is kind of weird.
It's not
No,
draft is not the default.
Open is usually the default. Just
The
stupid.
reporter, Kelly Drake, is listed as reporter, so it's
Oh, it's
old,
older. Yeah, that
really old.
one's 2020.
Oh,
Yep.
never mind.
I could be wrong, but I think syncing information was on top of the priorities, and maybe that's why it's open. Could be that.
Yeah, or it just
Maybe.
could have defaulted to open. Tom could be right about that. But
But
it
it doesn't
is.
look like we didn't look at how well the ticket is written. Like that part wasn't part of the review.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so why don't we just put it in for further refinement?
Yeah, as I say, it could probably be dev the way it is. It's fairly straightforward, but I could see a few different scenarios that we might want to add there. Like what happens if an instructor is deleted from Folio?
Right. Yeah, there probably would be need more. 'Cause it doesn't even have all of the fields that are in most like the use cases and things like that. I guess they're all part of the details field, but it's not the same structure. So it
Right.
probably needs more fleshing out. All right. 2771, add created by user ID username to the course listings display. This one, Olga, you guys also looked at.
Yeah, I think we looked at all course resources, at least the ones we could find.
So this is probably the same, I would think. Although it's pretty straightforward. Does it need more refinement? It's really quite.
To me, this is just they're asking for for that metadata field on the
So that feels
courses.
pretty straightforward. Like
Yeah.
maybe this one is ready for dev. Quite straightforward. Yeah, a bunch of these look like they're from courses, actually. So that one looks ready. This one is about just changing the structure of the name for sort. This also seems pretty ready, I would think. Yeah, a bunch of these do date back. These were Kelly's original ones.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would it help to put courses in front of the ticket name, like so we can see at a glance that it belongs to courses?
If you want to do it, help them stand out by
Do you
their
mean
title.
here?
Yes.
Yeah. That could help. I don't see any reason why not to. I think the next several of these are course ones. So I think those last two are ready for dev. They're pretty straightforward. They're more like just little tweaks. They don't really require a lot. This one is allow users to add items to courses by using an item search rather than just a barcode. This one seems like it would need more refinement because there's a lot of different ways this could be implemented.
So, wait, the previous one, last name, first name, that was ready for dev?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's similar to the prior one. It's very straightforward. I mean, I think.
Would it though? Because the next one, I'm sorry, I'm the add items one. Because when it just used the general item search
The
dialogue,
regular item search. I
yeah.
guess we could do it that way.
Because that's a standard modal
Oh,
throughout
it actually
Boolean.
says that right here. Search for the item on the courses
Yeah.
page. Yeah.
I mean, probably at this point in time when this was thought of, that mo or actually, I can guarantee it, that modal wasn't available. They would have had to build this from scratch.
Right.
But now it should just be a matter of fact of literally just pointing to that modal and popping the information.
Yeah. So you think this one's ready for dev then?
Think so.
Okay. Right. Oh, this is the one about the fake barcode. Boy, Olga, we've come across your whole slew of them right here. They're all right in a row.
This one I would say needs further refinement.
Yeah, we don't know how what this looks like to add a dummy record without a barcode. Or actually, it wouldn't. Yeah. The idea is to not add an item record, right?
Or have a different type of item record. Yeah, this was one of the blockers with us for, I mean, we use Aries anyways, but this was one of the blockers why we just said no to courses, because we do a lot of linking to electronic resources and we don't want to create inventory records for a link to National Geographic
Right, right.
main page or yeah.
Yeah, our e-reserves are totally separate from our print. So, yeah,
Yeah.
I think this one needs further refinement.
I agree.
All right, support for separate reserve teams or libraries within a single tenant. So this is definitely something we would use.
I would second that too. We have a couple of library institutions that have multiple branches in the same tenant. Instead of helping them say, here is the reserves just for that one particular branch library.
Right now you can filter it by location of the course, but it's not actually separate. This probably, this will need further refinement though, because it's
Yeah.
just a description of the problem, not really a solution.
This was added by an insane person, or is this assigned to a sane person so you can just get rid of
This refuse check-in if item is not at primary service point. Refuse check-in.
Yeah. This, I think one of the, there is a thing down there is like, one of the things I could see this being used for is things like equipment or reserve items
Yeah.
where
So
you don't
like,
want.
don't check it in.
Yes,
Don't allow
exactly.
check-in if it's not at its home location.
Yeah, we
Correct.
do that
It's
for both equipment and reserves. They must be returned at the correct location. Though we still check them in, we just tell them they will be fine until it arrives to the right location. But it could be an indicator for staff to notice that it's wrong location. I think one of the things you'd
Yes.
have to do with this too is have an override as well.
Yeah.
Those would be overridable.
Yes.
So this came from the German libraries. Originally, it came from my library, but because we didn't want to transport all stuff between multiple buildings and campuses, we don't need this anymore. But I know of German libraries who still want this, and maybe they will get developed if they
U.S.
get
libraries
funding.
uniformly did not want this feature.
Yes.
That's funny. But did not object to its development. Well, so if folks would still like it, then we should leave it on there.
Yes.
Oh no, Robert, like, I guess this is not as uniform across U.S. libraries as once thought. All right, so let's, this one definitely would need more refinement because we it's not really well written. I mean, not fully fleshed out here.
Yeah.
So
We would want to capture it. We would want to capture overrides and
yeah, you'd have
all
to know
that
all the
stuff.
different. Yeah. All right. Further refinement for that one. All right. Option to print all hold slips at the end of a check-in session. So
Don't like
instead of, so batching them for the end. Okay.
that. Yeah, I don't like. I can see this being useful. I personally don't like this. I think it would cause more of a mess at check-in than having them print individually. I can see it being a time saver, and I know that's something when we first went live was a big hassle with our major library, Olin, because they check in so many items at once. The number of times they have to click on, okay, yes, print, okay, yes, print, it was slowing things down. But at the same extent, I'm like looking at this and like, you check in 200 items and then you it, the system prints out 30 slips. You have to go through and
How are
figure
you
out
going
which
to
slips.
connect them all?
Yeah, exactly. That's the part I don't like about it.
That's what I was wondering about too. A lot of our bigger libraries that had done batch check-ins, they have a system set up where they print the slips out and put them in the book each time, because otherwise you have a couple of carts of books, have to go back again, find the book, find the right slip for it, and that would slow things down actually rather than save time.
Yeah, I would agree. Anyone interested in holding on to this one or see a use case where this could be helpful?
Nope. I'd rather have somehow have direct print capabilities in Folio, but I know that's also difficult too.
Yeah. All right. Intend to close, Cornelia. We got one. Woohoo. All right, another courses one, export courses info on the courses pane. So being able to export. Oh. Export the list of what's on reserve for a particular course.
This should be super easy to do because it's happening in other places, and it's convenient to have that list in Excel, but yeah, it's still not possible.
Do we, this one may need more, I don't know, do we, does it look like it needs more refinement or not? I'm not sure how much has been done on it. It just has that one
Yeah, this is
issue.
Erin probably it looks like she originally wrote it, so there's a lot of information here, but
Yeah.
it's also older, so I would say do more refinement just to ensure that it is how you want it.
Yeah. All right. Refinement for that one.
And this looks like an addition of what the other one was.
On the reserves pane. Okay, so this is when you're doing search results and you get either a list of courses or a list of reserves that are attached to courses. So these, I would say both of these are further refinement.
Yeah.
I think we did look at them at both of those tickets a year
Yeah.
ago.
Yeah, I think you're on, your tag is here.
Yeah, but we spend a bit more time on these two tickets, like
Yeah.
getting screenshots.
Yeah, the screenshots are good that it shows sort of like where it would be. That makes sense. All right. Add filter to courses pane to select search results by whether they are cross-listed. Oh, great. Yeah. So this one, let's see. I don't, it might need more. I don't know.
Oh, it says in the description, needs additional requirements
Oh,
discussion.
does it?
When
Okay.
the course group is able to resume a PO and convene. Oh,
Okay. Well, there you go. All
what is
right. Further refinement.
that?
When creating a cross-listed course, copy the course name and description. Oh, right. You have to write this every time. It's very annoying. When it's clear it's a cross list, it should just copy it over. This
I thought.
probably doesn't need, it seems pretty straightforward. Oh, it's got a proposed solution and story already. Yeah, this one's ready, I think.
How to use courses in Voyager when you cross-listed a course, you just literally added the instructor course and not the department and the course number, and that was it. It was linked to the other course.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it should be carrying over. It really is just one course. It doesn't, it's weird in Folio because it doesn't look like one course, even though it is. But all right,
Rewrite
tags for
the
what?
app. Completely rewrite the
You stay in your fee fine lane.
app.
All right, tags for courses. This seems pretty straightforward. I don't know that it needs more refinement.
And the only thing it is mentioning is the discovery layer. I'm not sure if tags are exposed to the discovery layer now, so that would be new
I
work.
don't. Where does it say that, Tom?
Under use
Oh,
cases,
here? Okay. Well, it says for extracting data. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's not exactly a use case that could be taken
I'm not even
advantage of.
sure. Yeah, I'm not even sure how a user interaction would be, how that would work. But yeah, interesting idea, but I don't know if it's
Yeah.
practical. I
Olga, do you have any recollection about the use cases for this?
No, I don't think there was much interest in that ticket, though,
Yeah.
again, I could be wrong. But I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, it's, do we want to keep it or do we think it's something we could, because we've got two of these. The next one is reserve items. So the what are the use cases for that one? I'm curious. Oh, so more, these are more workflow related.
Yeah. This one in particular feels to me like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole sort of thing. It's like we can't have queues like we do in Aries or other systems, so we're going to
Right.
use tags to give statuses and track workflows.
Right. This seems like an inelegant way of getting around that, whereas you could use something like the dashboard if that were made available to track certain things in particular statuses or whatever, that might be a better implementation of this. It does feel like a bit of a kludge.
This is
I'm
also
curious, what do
true.
other people think about this?
Have kind of mixed feelings about it. I mean, it's one of those things, again, I can see a use for it, but how important would it be? If you're searching in a catalog and you're not part of the course, these tags matching it, but you can't actually look at the records. It might be useful for some institutions that have really huge course reserves, or they have a lot of different materials require searching, but as reserves have not been used that much in the past few years, I'm just not sure how useful it continue to be.
I think honestly too is the adding process to items to the item that would probably take care of the need that this is trying to cover. Because if you can add a process to an item, you could add a process that needs to be reviewed by a manager that is linked directly to the item instead of being a tag on the item in the courses list.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I think this is a, like, for what we knew at the time, whenever this was 2021, tags were sort of the only
Yeah.
thing. But if this is the only use case is to work it around to pretend to be a workflow, my inclination is to close this one.
It sounds like they really want a status, and this is a workaround. And I can't imagine the mess of how many tags you're going to remove. People are going to forget to remove a tag, and it's going to get messy. Thanks.
Yeah. Right. And
That's
the tags app, remember that the tags app, like the notes app, is across all apps. So you're going to have tags that might mean one thing. Yeah. I'm a little worried about keeping this in here as a.
Exactly. And that's something actually I'd like to see with the updates to the Tags app and the Notes app, that you can scope the types or tags to specific applications. Because right now, when you add a tag, it's throughout the entire system.
Right.
So if, you could have a patron tag that says one thing and someone could accidentally add it to
Right. And it might have a totally different meaning in that context, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Olga, as the former co-chair or chair of the courses subgroup, what is your feeling based on what you were hearing in that group?
I don't think it was very popular or anyone even asked for it. I don't think tags is useful.
Yeah.
Tags I would be useful in this case.
Okay. Do you mind, Olga, if I have Cornelia mark these as intended to close, do you mind taking a quick look at your spreadsheet that you linked in the comments of these and just make sure that we didn't miss something?
Isn't there a link in my note?
Yeah, there is down here. I was this link down here where it says this is where the rankings are. Do you mind taking a look at it for these two tag tickets, one for courses and one for reserve items? We'll mark it as intended to close, but if for some reason you see something in your page that says that somebody really wanted it, you can ask us to change it back. Does that sound okay? Awesome. Thank you. All right, so Cornelia, for 06 and 07,
Both
those are
of those, yeah, okay.
intended to close. All right, use notice tokens in subject lines for patron notices. I think this is something that people wanted, but
Yeah.
the question is it yeah, it doesn't is it does it have enough detail to actually do it?
I would say let's put in refinement again just because of the age.
Yeah, that's probably true of most, a lot of these, unless it's very simple. All right, further refinement for that one. Optimistic locking for courses app. Boy, it's one sentence.
Yeah, oddly enough, though, that means a lot.
No, it does. So, I mean, that all that means is just that when one person is editing it, it can't be edited by someone else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I assume that is, I mean, but does it need more refinement? It's literally one sentence.
I would say you add more refinement.
Okay.
There is, because you probably should do lock resolution. So if two people open up the app at the same time and they're working on the same course at the same time, one person saves it. How is the error handled? Is it
Yeah.
possible to see the changes and overwrite the current changes, et
Right.
cetera?
Gotcha.
Also,
Where
what
do
part?
you know where optimistic locking is enabled now?
Inventory has optimistic
Okay.
locking.
Okay.
I believe that's it. I don't think there's any. Oh, it might be being used in requests. I know there was a big push to put it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
But then as they were expanding out, they were running into workflow issues in some parts of the system,
Right.
because it can be a tricky little monster.
Yeah.
And even with this one, is like, I think even saying where you want it to have optimistic locking, i.e., I don't think we want to lock people adding items to a course. So if there's two people working in the system on the same course and they're both adding items, we don't want to block one person from adding items because another person is. But we might want to block someone changing the course header information when
Right.
someone else is.
Right, if they're both editing the course itself. Yeah,
Exactly. Yeah.
that makes sense. All right. Allow configuration of awaiting items awaiting pickup modal in checkout app by service point.
Many
So,
people want to get rid of
want to get rid of it?
rid of
Why?
it.
Oh, you mean the one when you look up a user and it says their items awaiting pickup. I see. Yes, that this seems like a desired feature. 'Cause how many times have you checked out the thing and you're like, it doesn't check out 'cause you just cleared the modal. Does it need further refinement? Is the question.
I would say it's a fairly straightforward request. There
Yeah.
seems to be a lot of detail here, so.
Yeah, and there's already stuff in here. All right. Yay. Ready for dev. Although that one is not assigned to anyone so far.
Would be
Well,
Vega.
are these are assigned? Is that what that is? Sorry. Yeah, Vega, you say?
Yeah, Vega does check
Okay.
out and check out Mod Circ
Okay.
Store.
Okay.
So should we assign it?
Sure, you can
I
go
oh
over it.
yeah. Oh yeah, sure. The stories are assigned to Vega
Yeah,
already. All
exactly.
right, yeah. Okay, so
It'll fall off our list, but that's okay. Because our list is defined as not assigned to Vega or Polaris. That's all right, though. In circ settings, do not allow deletion of loan policies that have already been used in open, closed, or anonymized loans. Oi,
this would
okay.
be Vega as well, and I would say further refinement. And this one probably
Yeah.
should be kept because this
Okay.
can cause issues. Well, not really, but
Why wouldn't you be able to allow deletion of closed loans because of statistics?
I
I
don't know
think
why.
so.
As the statistics, maybe following up on lost items, build items that were closed over time. I can see the use of this. I'm just wondering how it's going to detect if it's been used with a loan already from the circulation rules. That'd be seem really complex to set that up and verify it.
Nah. As part of the data that's stored on the loan object is the different policies at checkout and renewal. So there's the UUID for the loan policy, the notice policy, fine overdue policy, and loss policy are written to the loan record. So they would just have to scan all loan records to see if that UUID was present on any of them. The other option you could do is a soft delete and not a hard delete, i.e., it's suppressed from the UI. And no one can
Right.
see it or assign it to anything, but it's still in the database. And to be perfectly honest, I'm more apt to want to do a soft delete and suppress it than actually a hard delete and remove it from the system.
Okay, I'd agree with
That
that.
makes sense.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
like
well.
a soft delete, but I actually it's for Mobius items. I look at the OpenRS loan policies, like the name, to kind of find those items. So we do use them for statistics.
Okay. It's interesting though. I guess I don't understand if this is to say that you want it, that this is a choice, because otherwise if it's all these loan types, then you would never be able to delete a loan policy basically if it had ever
No.
been used. But maybe it is an option, like it's asking
Well,
for it to be optional.
if you look at the situation, it th this is this is an Aaron Duke issue.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be a brat, but it's just
No,
like
it's
as
okay.
doctors are testing and adding loan policies that they're not ever going to use, we need to be able to delete them. So,
So this one needs more refinement.
or a complete rewrite.
Robert, I think there's a feature in here, a ticket in here about what you're describing.
Yeah,
That
I wouldn't be surprised.
the checks, we've looked at so many tickets. I think there is one that's like, before you delete a loan policy, make sure it's not somewhere in the circ rules. I think that is a feature written up
Because
already.
if it's assigned to a loan, it's not that big of an issue because all the data was already set there. It's just kind of a pointer. When you renew it, it's going to check the circ rules again, so it shouldn't be a problem. But yeah, that, again, that's why I'm a fan of a soft delete, because if there is some weird business logic somewhere, the information is still in the database. It's just frozen that no one can view it through the UI.
Or edit it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. Subset of circ log data on user record.
This would be interesting, but oh boy, they would have to probably redo the circ log.
Why wouldn't you just link to the circ log from the user barcode? Like, you know, why wouldn't you just filter the circ log by the user barcode? Wouldn't that give you the same thing?
Yeah.
So is this.
This was submitted by Darcy, so it might have came from up some of our insanity.
Do we think it's still needed?
I wouldn't think so because you can find it a couple of different ways. And just
Yeah.
means another option, a way of doing things, makes things more complex than they need to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get this by just going to the circ log
Yeah,
and
that's what
filtering.
it says.
Yeah.
It's too much work to go to the circ log.
Too bad. I
Yeah,
mean,
exactly.
maybe you could have a
It
link from the user record directly to, like, you know, and it would be just a pre-filtered by barcode user barcode link, but I don't know. I'm
yeah, I
inclined to
would.
close this.
So am I. It's a frivolous feature.
We have plenty of real features. We don't need any frivolous ones. All right. Renew item from checkout screen.
This one, I would say, let's refine this one because this is a pain in the
To try to renew from checkout.
Yeah, and this is something Voyager and a lot of other library management systems did. You open up a patron account and check out an item that they already have checked out, it just renews it.
Oh, that's interesting. I have an additional ticket in my list.
Oh, you do? That, oh, on your
Yes.
spreadsheet?
No,
What?
on the filter I see on Jira.
Oh,
It's weird.
I have not reloaded this recently, Cornelia, so it's possible.
Oh.
Like my window has been open for a long time, so what do you
Okay.
have? What's the number?
3212.
All right. Let me see if I go back to, thank goodness. All right.
It's also on the spreadsheet, so
Oh, it is?
yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, right. I forgot these. Oh, my God. Sorry. I know I'm going fast here. 3212. Here it is. Ability for Folio to recognize a double barcode scan as an alternative to pressing close when a pop-up appears. What?
I see. I have a bad feeling about that one.
Yeah, I said kill it. This is definitely from our insanity. It was submitted by my boss. I say we close
So if something
it.
gets double scanned, okay, yeah, this seems like it's a f training issue, right?
Well,
Yeah.
it wasn't really a training issue. It was a barcode scanner issue. There was one barcode.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a batch of barcode scanners at one of the libraries. It was one of the smaller libraries that you scanned a barcode, and they were so sensitive that they would go beep beep and literally scan the barcode twice and dump it in the folio.
I see.
And we since then we've changed the settings on those barcode scanners, so this is no longer an issue. But yeah,
Okay.
this was a hardware issue.
Okay. Any reason not to close this?
I don't understand. Because some of those, like you can close a modal with escape, that's already there.
Yeah.
So what? I don't know what do you
All
want?
right. Close it.
Damn it.
All
All right,
right, the
we're fine.
renew item from checkout screen. We're back to this one. So this is something Voyager could do, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. So it needs refinement, it looks like. We need to know like where it would go, how it would work. Or is it just, are you looking for a renewal, or is it only if an item that's already checked out gets scanned again, it becomes renewed?
That's what ours was, is if somebody has something checked out on their account and you scan it and check out, it just
Yep.
automatically renews the item.
Gotcha. Do you have to check the patron barcode again, or? Well,
Well,
if you're
there
in
is.
checkout, you're already in
Yeah.
checkout and you scan something that's already out to them, which I don't
Yeah.
understand why that would happen in the first place, because why would they be coming to the desk with something they, I guess if they're coming to renew it. But.
Yeah, but you would need to check to scan the patron barcode first, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It
And
would be a
we
regular
have.
checkout.
Yes. And we did. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Pranay.
Yeah. So you can search for the users as well, but yeah, whatever.
Well, yeah. You would.
I
It
don't
would be
get.
like normal checkout. Like, so if I had, if and the scenario I'm thinking of that used to happen all the time before Folio is we would have. Of patrons come in with a stack of books and say to our student, I want to renew all these. And they would swipe their ID in checkout, bring up their account, and then just literally recheck the items back out to them and they would renew them on the spot. instead of having to go into their Patreon account and then renew them from there. It sticks one way, half a dozen another. It just was a little bit easier sometimes for the students to do it that way than going into the user account. But yeah.
Cornelia doesn't love it, I can tell.
And
I wonder why would someone would do this. I mean, just people renew their loans on their own
oh yeah,
most of the time.
we have lazy patrons. They would rather walk a stack of books to the library and ask us to renew them than log in, because we would even say to them, you know, you can do this online. Yeah, I know, I don't want to. I'd rather you do it. I'm like, okay, why? And we're also
Would
talking about
never
stu yeah,
would
I've
never
done
happen here.
yeah.
Yeah,
You're also
crazy.
talking about students that were on wheelie chairs, that to get a laptop, instead of getting off the chair and walking 5 steps to get a laptop and walk 5 steps back, they would literally push
Yep.
themselves off of the desk, roll across the floor, grab a laptop and push themselves off the laptop cart and roll back to the desk. So
Oy. All right, so Tom, is this something your folks still want?
I would say very low priority. Like it works fine the way it is now. I think it would be useful, but I think it's also going to be a little bit complicated because of the way the with Folio, some of the blocks it has.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think it would need further refinement in any case about how this would work.
Yeah. And Katie, are you saying close this one, or was it the other one?
Oh, she was talking about a different one
Okay, sorry.
further
Yeah.
back. Yeah. All right. That is time. So we will stop there. I will add 3400 as our next one to talk about next time. And that next time will probably be 3 weeks because I think we have a calendar coming in the middle of that, the last end of March, beginning of April. So hopefully we'll see some of you on Monday to talk about prioritization with Martina, and if we have time, look at our description. Anything else before we go?
I will be off in 3 weeks, so someone else has to fill in the spreadsheet.
Okay, appreciate that heads up. Thank you so much, Cornelia, for doing the note-taking on all of these decisions. And thanks, everyone, for participating. We'll see you all on Monday.
Okay. Have a good
Get
day,
better,
everyone.
Susan.
Take
I will
care. Yeah.
try. Thank you.
Take care. Have a lot of rest.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Because it's not just the cold, it's a virus.
It's a
So.
virus, exactly. That sounds much worse.
Yes.
Take care.